And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's head on over to Appleton Public Library and visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, I got your March newsletter, and you do a great job with that newsletter, Cindy.
Well, thank you.
A lot of stuff going on at the Appleton Library.
It practically writes itself. I mean, because you know, I range the newsletter pretty much on things that we have going on here at the Appleton Library, and we just always are scheduling a bunch of different things, so it's kind of exciting to put it together. Plus, I'd like to highlight some of the services and things that we offer here at the Appleton Public Library, too. So if you're interested in receiving the newsletter in your email, you just need to stop in or give us a call, and we'll sign you up. And each month, you'll just receive one of these newsletters in your email box. I print off several copies, too, so you can pick up a copy here. And then it's always posted on our Facebook page as well. So, yeah, we try to make it available so people know when things are happening here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, I like that when you put the day-by-day activities, and so you know what's coming up, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, we have a complete calendar of events on page 4 of everything that we pretty much have going on, everything that is posted anyway, and sometimes we have some last-minute things that we have an opportunity to participate in, but yeah, it's just kind of exciting to be able to keep all those things and then always look to see if you do participate in some of our events, you might be featured. And so on pages 2 and 3, I always feature kids programming, our selfie station, any adult programming, and some pictures of some of the participants anyway and everything too. So who knows, you may see a picture of yourself if you pop in and join us for any of these events.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, it is Mystery March for Children.
What?
That's what we're kind of calling it.
Say
Georgia
that again.
It has Mystery March for all of our kids programming.
Oh.
It's all kind of with a hint of mystery in it anyway. And so as I read through some of the things that we're going to be hosting here at the Appleton Library, you'll kind of understand what I'm saying. First off, our winter reading program continues and will finish March 31st for adults. It's where you read books and you get prizes while you do it. So it's kind of a exclusively for adults program anyway. But we also have a Lucky Leprechaun Readathon for kids that's going on from March 1st through 17th. And it's a pretty fun event. We started it last year. It's where you get to choose a book from under the rainbow.
Oh.
Anyway, I know, kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so if you're interested in that, stop on down and make sure that you check one out. And that, too, is a mystery because they're wrapped in gold. Paper.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. So the mystery continues. We also have a friends meeting tonight, which is March 4th at 6:30 p.m. Our friends group is a support group for the public library where they help us with all sorts of different things, whether it be a little bit of help here at the library with the various programs, helping hands. They help us decorate at Christmas, take things down, do all sorts of different things for us. They're just a support system for us, and they're wonderful. We love our friends, and we've got some wonderful things coming up with the friends, too, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. Also on the 5th is a mystery take-and-make that's after school, which is Wednesday. And that is, you know how when you were a kid, Paul, you could go and you get those grab bags?
Yep.
Well, that's what we're offering. I mean, I love those things. I could hardly wait. I would save my pennies to be able to buy them.
Oh.
Anyway.
And what's in the grab bags?
Yeah, they were always at, well, anyway, when I was a kid, they were always at kind of the dime stores. I don't know. That's what they would be called anyway.
Oh, okay.
and things, and that's what we have here. We've got a mystery take and make, so you'll get something in a bag and you won't really know what it is till you get home and can open it up, and it's all be some kind of craft of some sort or an activity that you get to do with your family. So those are available on March 5th, which is this Wednesday after school.
Okay.
Then Saturday, oh, I'm super pumped about this. We are celebrating our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten graduates, and we do have a couple of them, which is super exciting. And we are having a couple of storytellers come on Saturday, and they are called the Oz Brothers. And so they will take you along as they walk down the Yellow Brick Road, and there's active participation for the participants of the kids that will be attending and families. And so all families and children are invited to this event, and it is this Saturday, the 8th of March at 10:30 a.m. So it's a great way to kind of jumpstart your day with a fun activity for you and your family. And if you're in 1,000 Books or not, all families are invited. We're not exclusive like that. Come on down and join us for this fabulous storyteller event.
When is that again?
And that is on Saturday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m.
So this Saturday then, okay.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. We're super excited about it because, you know, interaction with kids, they get to get up and participate in so many different things with the Oz Brothers. It's super fun.
And it's free.
And it's totally free. Yeah, everything we do here is free.
Okay,
so
good.
So that's something exciting that we have coming up. Monday, the 10th, is our library commission or library board meeting at 10:30. And then March 11th, we have an adult activity called Upcycling 101. It's making a vase out of a book and then working with wooden flowers. Yeah, super fun, very cute. We still have some openings, so if you're interested in making a book vase, upcycling, this is something you could make, you know, with a variety of materials that you might even have at home. And so we'll be teaching you how to do this, and that will be on Tuesday, March 11th at 6:30. And then it is a super scavenger hunt next week after school. The following week, it's Think Like a Detective with games and activities. Now, you see, the mystery does continue.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. And Prairie 5 is going to be here on the 20th of March for their free tax clinic. Mm-hmm. And so if you're interested in signing up to have some free help with your taxes, make sure you give them a call. I've got a number for you if you just give me a minute.
Yep. Yeah, free too, right?
It is. The phone number is 320-226-8118. And you need to schedule an appointment, and they will be here at the Appleton Library three times this year. They were here once in February. Now they're here in March, and they will also be here in April. So make sure you take advantage of that wonderful opportunity, and they are the absolute nicest people. We just love working with them.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, those are some things that we have coming up. We also have our, you know, adult book club. We've got Lego club. Laura Thomas will be here for any of your aging questions on the 20th from Prairie 5. There's just always something fun happening here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy. Yeah, very busy, that's for sure. So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, it is all about nonfiction. That's what it is. It's all about what's new in nonfiction.
I love that.
No kidding. It's kind of funny, though, how that works out. New this week is Seven Things You Can't Say About China. It's by Tom Cotton. The Republican senator from Arkansas delineates what he perceives as threats from China. Also new is The Technological Republic. It's by Alexander Karp and Nicholas Zeminski. Two senior leaders at, I think it's Palantir Technologies, enumerate what they see as potential global threats to the United States. Lorne by Susan Morrison is a biography of the creator and producer of Saturday Night Live. I've heard a lot of hype about that one.
Yep.
Here Be Dragons by Melanie Schenkel is a co-host of the podcast The Big Boo Cast. It examines her faith and family dynamics. Also, like I said, so much new in nonfiction. Money's Lies and God by Catherine Stewart. It profiles the strange bedfellows that make up American right with an analysis of authoritarian impulses in the United States. So lots of new things in nonfiction, and of course, you know, there's a few things in fiction, but if there is an author that you're interested in, or if you need a book recommendation, stop on down. We're all readers here. We've got lots of opinions on books.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really opinions, but suggestions, yeah. Perhaps.
Well, if you work at a library, you got to read books, right?
Yep. You're pretty much a reader. But, you know, you can listen to books, and there's just so many different opportunities at the public library. We're really a community resource. We also have, you know, of course, computers, printers. We're always helping people AirPrint and print from their cell phones because, you know, it's hard to keep your ink fresh at home.
Yep.
So stop on down here. We're happy to help you out. Okay. I think we help someone almost every day with printing from their phone or portable devices.
Yep. Yeah. It's my wife's favorite thing to do is sit on the couch and print from her phone, and you can hear the printer running in the other room. So, all right. Where's the library located and when you open, Cindy?
The library is located at 50 East Rooney at our beautiful location here in Appleton. You can give us a call at 320-289-1681. You can visit us on Facebook, check us out at our website. And, of course, you know, listen to our radio show or read our weekly column in the Appleton Press. We're trying to get everything out there so people know what we have to offer.
Also, the radio shows up on the podcast on KOQPFM.com, so you can check that out later if you want.
Yes, that's what's so awesome about all of our technology, isn't it?
Yep. All right, thanks, Cindy, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. You have a great day, too, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.